The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning! Warning!
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger! Danger!
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters
It is the Danger Zone here on Money Life, and I want to thank those of you who have written in talking about the show and mentioned that you particularly like the Danger Zone. So do I, because I love the research that New Constructs does. If you want more information on New Constructs, it's newconstructs.com or at New Constructs on Twitter. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks for having me, Chuck. Good to be with you.
All guests on Money Life appear on the Hightower Hotline. Hightower offers independent advice free from the conflicts of interest typical of the traditional brokerage firm. Learn more what makes Hightower different at HightowerAdvisors.com. Hightower is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Okay, David, who's in the danger zone this week?
The RYDEX Series Utilities Fund.
Danger, danger!
That's RYUTX. This is an interesting one to me because I think it's going to show the differences in how New Constructs sizes up the ETF world, because it immediately raises a question with me. Is the problem the sector? Is the problem the fund? Or both?
It's both in this case, right? And you're right, Chuck. So if we don't like a sector in general, it's going to be difficult to find any ETFs or mutual funds that we will like as well, because if the stocks aren't any good, then the fund can't be really any good. And in my way of thinking, that's kind of the way you should be thinking about ETFs and mutual funds, not just based on their past price performance as traditional research is based on. But the other thing that makes RYUTX very dangerous is the fact that it's total annualized cost of being in this fund on average over 3 years is 6.5% per year.
Explain how you come to that number, because that's not just simple, hey, here's what the expense ratio is.
Correct. That number takes into account everything that can hurt an investor. So that would take into account what the front-end load is, what the expense ratio is, what the turnover in the fund is, because that creates more trading costs that become expensive for investors as well, and any other charges, back-end charges, whatever charges there are, we take that all into account, and we build a model to annualize that. And so this number, 6.5%, shows you exactly by how much the performance of the holdings in that fund have to beat the benchmark in order for that fund to actually make any value for its clients. So the stocks in RYUTX in general have to do 6.5% better than the benchmark every year in order for clients to break even.
And it's tough enough in the benchmark because you also do quarterly lists of the best and the worst in ETFs and mutual funds, and you do it also by sector. It's not like there's a lot that's good in the utility sector.
No, that's right. No, I mean, it's the second worst rated sector of all, right? And you're right. We just now are rolling out our first quarter 2013 series of reports on the best and worst ETFs and mutual funds. And we'll do that for every sector. We'll do this for every investment style as well. And the utility sector ranks second to last. And let me give you some stats on why that's the case.
Okay.
All right, because overall, when it comes to the kind of funds in this sector, the utility sector gets a dangerous rating because there are no very attractive utilities, ETFs, or funds. There are no attractive utilities, ETFs, or mutual funds. There are only 2 or 4% of the total of ETFs and mutual funds in the utility sector. Only 2 of them get a neutral rating, and that's where 30% of the assets in utilities, ETFs, and mutual funds are. On the dangerous rated section, 39 utilities, ETFs, and mutual funds get a dangerous rating. That's 83% of the total out there and 55% of the assets. And then there are 6 utilities, ETFs, and mutual funds to get my very dangerous rating, and that's 14% of the assets.
And the RIDEX series fund, the RIDEX utilities fund, is the worst of those.
It's one of those six, and it's the worst of those. That's right. You know, when you hold bad stocks and you charge people a lot of money to hold bad stocks, that to me is the ultimate sin. Right? I mean, you're charging them through the nose, 6.5%. That to me is pretty ridiculous. And then you're not holding any stocks that we see any sort of underlying economic value in, or you're holding very few. That's just a disservice to investors.
I think the other interesting lesson here is that there are going to be times where people will say, I want to have money in utilities. It's an asset allocation choice. I'm willing to ride out those periods where it's dangerous because I'm getting paid some yield or what have you. But the idea doesn't necessarily bother you. It's just that not all ETFs, just because they've got utilities in the label, are created equal.
That's exactly right. So, I mean, there are, as I mentioned, there are two funds. Now, you know, we don't have any attractive or very attractive utilities, ETFs, or mutual funds, but there are two. The two best get a neutral rating, and it's the danger zone, so I don't know if you want me to mention anything.
That's fine. You can go ahead.
So the Utilities Select Sector Spider, ticker XLU, gets a neutral rating. That's an ETF. And then there's one mutual fund that gets a neutral rating. It's the American Century Quantitative Equity Funds Utilities Fund. And that's B-U-L-I-X, B as in boy, U-L-I-X.
The interesting thing there is that they have 30% of the assets for the category. So it does seem like some folks get it here and understand.
There are some. Exactly right. Exactly right. It's a little troubling that 55% of the assets in the category are in dangerous funds. But that goes back to a point I've made to you, I think, on some prior shows, and we've written about extensively over the last few years. And that is that because of the way research in the ETF and mutual fund industry exists, investors are essentially under-equipped and misinformed about what is a good and a bad ETF or fund, because they're so kind of laser-focused on making sure they buy cheap ETFs and mutual funds, which is good, but there's no way for them to measure the quality of the holdings. It's completely missing out there.
That's right.
For what we do.
And if they could, they would understand that RIDEX Series Utilities Fund, RYUTX, the most dangerous of the utilities fund in a bad sector. It is today's pick in the Danger Zone from David Trainer at New Constructs. For more information, it's newconstructs.com or at New Constructs on Twitter. David, thanks as always for joining us.
Thank you, Chuck.
Up next, it's the Money Life Market Call when Money Life continues. Dan Wiener from the Independent Advisor for Vanguard Investors.